This is the Model 82A1 50 caliber rifle. It has a 29 inch barrel, a 1 in 15 inch twist, short recoil semi-automatic. It fires from an 11 round box magazine. I'm going to go through it on the technical aspects of it, not get very much into training of the actual usage, just the armor's training part. Of course, the field strip of the rifle is in the manual. And as soon as you must read the manual before you remove the gun from the carrying case, because the gun comes disassembled in the carrying case. Springs that retain the barrel to the upper receiver are withdrawn with the fingers here as described in the manual. Springs have a 75 pound pull on them. Now that's very easily done here, but in actuality, you're assuming a 75 pound pull. If you flip it out, you can have it flip onto your finger. Do not pull on the springs. Pulling on the barrel springs overextend those springs and can slow or retard the travel of the barrel. So just draw that. Barrel is stored in this position here. So when you remove the rifle from the carrying case, your first thing will be to, of course, extend the bipod legs sitting on the three points here. Remove your midlock pin that frees the bolt carrier. Now never let that just snap out as you saw it kind of comes out with a little bit of force. And no doubt, if you don't get a grip on it, you'll be shooting them across the room. So you release that, then you extend your barrel. Bring your impact bumper up. Now you're ready for a weapons function test. Always conduct a weapons function test on the gun before putting it in the service. Check your safety. Putting your safety on, no fire, then fire.